With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are set to hold a post-convention rally in the battleground state of Michigan later today. That event set for 5 p.m. Eastern time tonight. Vice presidential nominee Vance says social conservatives do have a seat at the GOP table and always will. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The day after accepting his party's VP nomination, Vance spoke at an evangelical Christian breakfast. He shared about his path from atheism to Christian faith as he sought to reassure the importance of social conservatives. Vance acknowledged the disappointment and grumbling from many pro-life Republicans about this year's party platform that de-emphasized abortion. He said social conservatives will be welcome in the GOP as long as he and Donald Trump have influence in the party. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
OpenAI whistleblowers have filed a complaint with the Securities and Exchange Commission.
They've asked the agency to investigate whether the company illegally restricted workers from speaking out about the risks of its artificial intelligence technology. A letter to SEC Chairman Gary Gensler from those representing whistleblowers asks the agency to swiftly and aggressively enforce its rules against non-disclosure agreements.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. A cyber expert says Friday's global outage will take time to fully repair.
Down detector, which tracks user-reported disruptions to the internet, recorded that many services across the world have been affected by the outage, although the disruption appeared piecemeal and was apparently related to whether the companies use Microsoft cloud-based services. Cyber expert James Bohr told the AP real harm would be caused by the outage because systems we've come to rely on at critical times are not going to be available.
We've got all of these critical systems. We've got, obviously, hospitals, airlines, banks. I've heard that there's emergency services.
And that report from Charles de la Desmond, this is SRN News. An atheist group takes on a Missouri politician.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is outraged over State Senator Rick Bratton's decision to hold a worship service inside his private office at the Capitol in Jefferson City. The prominent atheist organization claims that Bratton has violated the so-called separation of church and state and is offending atheists who might live in his district. Bratton says, quote, "In my office, we keep God first, which allows us to put people first." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Japanese high court has ruled transgender people do not have to have a sex change operation before being allowed to change their birth certificate. Under the previous law, transgender people had to have the operation and be diagnosed as having gender dysmorphia before their official documents could be changed. The Hiroshima High Court found those requirements to be unconstitutional. LGBT activists have been making inroads in Japan and throughout the Far East in recent years. This is SRN News. There's more concern about human rights in Belarus.
A panel of human rights experts has called on Belarus to release the Nobel Peace Prize-winning founder of the country's most respected rights group, who's been behind bars for 3 years. Aleš Beliatsky's imprisonment came amid a widespread crackdown on opponents of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko after mass protests over an election whose allegedly manipulated results gave Lukashenko a sixth term in office. The UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention says that the basis for the arrest and subsequent detention of Mr. Beliatsky was his exercise of freedom of expression and freedom of assembly, and called for his release. Keith Peters reporting.
Belarus is officially known as the Republic of Belarus. It is a landlocked country in Eastern Europe bordered by Russia to both the east and northeast. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.